with psychotic features. We also note PTSD by history, ADHD by history, and depression by history.
When did he get to the facility?
He arrived here on the 28th.
So he's only been here one day?
Yes.
Okay. Has a mental status examination of him been performed since he's been here?
Yes.
And what was the result of that?
He came in dressed very much like he is now, and with fair grooming and personal hygiene. His manner was cooperative. His mood was slightly anxious. He was oriented times three, but not to situation. And when asked about the location where he was, he initially said, TRICARE, Olympia, planet Earth. And then he corrected himself.
In what way? How did he correct himself?
He said that he was here at our facility in Olympia.
Do you know if the Mr. Turner has previous military experience?
I do not know that.
Okay. The petition asks that he be retained based on two reasons. One, that has a likelihood of serious harm to himself, harm to others, or has placed other persons in reasonable fear of sustaining such harm.
Yes.
And that the details of that are placed in the petition, which the commissioner has already referred to, or is going to be referring to. Has there been any other symptoms or examples of that behavior while he has been here at the facility in the past 24 hours or so?
Well,
and if not, to what do you attribute that?
Well, since he has been here, it is noted that he has appeared to be distractible, and it also appears that he is very guarded in what he says to us. He has expressed things that have been classified as delusional, and that he feels that that the people at the club are after him and that they're trying to poison him. He says the club is engaged in sex trafficking, and again, he said he was being poisoned by the people there.
As far as his severe deterioration of routine functioning, can you describe briefly how he has deviated from his baseline?
Well, a family member. Let me see which one. His father actually stated that his current level of functioning is something new, that he's never seen this type of behavior from him before, and feels that this is a severe deterioration from his normal functioning.
And he has, in fact, changed his appearance to a certain extent.
Is what it is reported as of about, let me see here, as of about 3 weeks.
And is that behavior consistent with the mental disorder with which he's been
diagnosed?
Thank you.
It can be, yes. It is not inconsistent with that.
Well, this is not in the petition. I did review some documents from the facility, and the facility has a treatment plan and has specific actions or activities that are targeting certain areas. What are those areas and why?
That we're looking at are delusions. Obviously, if somebody's not, they have delusions that people are out to get them or something of that nature, they're going to behave differently than if they're not having these delusions. And